With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Inflation in the U.S. remained flat last month.
U.S. inflation remained unchanged in July, remaining at 2.7%, according to the latest government report. Core prices, excluding food and energy, rose 3.1%, up from June and the highest in 5 months. Tariffs appear to be raising the cost of some imported items, including shoes, clothing, and furniture. But the figures suggest some of that impact is being offset by cheaper gas and slowing rent increases.
That's correspondent Jennifer King. The United States and China extending a trade truce for another 90 days. The latest development in a months-long showdown between the two economic powerhouses. The pause clears the way for a possible meeting later this year between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. A South Korean court has ordered the arrest of the wife of jailed former President Yoon Suk-yeol as investigators seek to charge her over various suspected crimes, including bribery, stock manipulation, and meddling in the selection of a political candidate. The CDC gunman did a lot of damage.
The man who attacked the agency's Atlanta headquarters Friday fired more than 180 shots into the campus and broke about 150 windows. According to information circulated internally at the agency, it could take weeks or even months to replace windows and clean up all the damage. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. traveled to Atlanta and met with the agency's director. The shooter died and a police officer trying to stop him was killed in the attack. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Are you ready for some football? The Associated Press Top 25 poll is out. Only two first-place votes and 5 points separate number one Texas and number two Penn State. On Wall Street, stocks sharply higher, the Dow up 458 points, the NASDAQ adding 289. This is SRN News. Christian summer camps are ministering to kids in war-torn Ukraine.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says it will pay the legal costs for Christians in Europe who have to go to court to secure their right to religious freedom. There are efforts to implement hate speech laws that can be interpreted in unhelpful ways. The legal fund will be made available to anyone who files suit against any authority over issues having to do with the free expression of religious faith. This is SRN News. Maine can't enforce a voter-approved foreign election interference law that a federal appeals court said likely violates the Constitution by limiting political donations.
Voters in the state overwhelmingly approved a referendum that bans foreign governments and companies with 5% or more foreign government ownership from donating to state referendum races. The law has been on hold pending federal lawsuits from utilities companies and media organizations that raise constitutional challenges about it. The first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston says it affirms a lower court ruling that the law likely violates the First Amendment.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Texas Republican leaders are prepared to end their stalemated legislative special session and immediately begin another standoff with Democrats in the GOP's effort to redraw congressional maps. Today, there was a brief session that marked another failure to meet the required attendance standards. Governor Greg Abbott says he will call another special session. More details at SRNNews.com.